Please be seated. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our worship this morning. Adrian will be leading us in worship in a moment. I don't think Adrian needs any introduction to anybody, but we do ask the Lord to bless him in this service this morning. Before I hand over to Adrian, there is something that I've been asked to read out. This has been circulated over the past few days to all Methodists. I'm not sure how widely it's been shared with Baptist friends here, but it's been asked that all services of worship in the Northampton Methodist circuit, that this letter is read out this morning, so I will do that. This is a letter from the Reverend Canon Helen Cameron, who's the chair of the Northampton Methodist District. And it reads, "Dear brothers and sisters in Christ of the Northampton Methodist Circuit," and I'm going to add Anabaptist friends, "the Reverend Romeo Pedro has been directed by the Stationing Committee of the Methodist Church to take up an appointment as superintendent of the Sheffield Circuit in September 2022. This means he will be leaving the Northampton Circuit 1 year earlier than planned. The Sheffield Circuit is large. It is formed out of 8 circuits and at various points has had 4, 3, and 2 co-superintendents. The new post in September is for 1 separated superintendent to care for the large staff team of 18 ministers. It requires someone exceptional with an ability to create a strong team out of a situation of some instability, with a capacity for strategic thinking, and someone able to represent Methodism well across the city of Sheffield. The Reverend Romeo was asked to visit Sheffield by the Stationing Committee because although it was designated as a critical appointment, no minister had been identified in stationing as suitable for this appointment. It was, however, considered that the Reverend Romeo had the appropriate skills and experience for the role, and a match was made with him. The Methodist Church is grateful to the Reverend Romeo for his faithful response and his observance of our disciplines. All ministers are stationed annually, and occasionally an early move is asked of a minister. We acknowledge that this news of an early departure of the Reverend Romeo is difficult and disappointing for the Northampton Circuit, who will need to make arrangements for superintendency to cover 22-23 from September this year. A new superintendent for September 2023 will be found through stationing and matching process, and I will do everything possible to support the circuit at this time. Please keep the Reverend Romeo and his family in your prayers. Helen Cameron." Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Trevor, for that. And obviously we will be remembering Romeo in our prayers as he faces a new challenge in his ministry. Notices on the notice sheet that have been distributed. I want to say a couple of things. We've got a number of people who are unwell at the moment, and please forgive me if I don't mention them all, because I can't remember all the names of everybody, and I may not know some of them, but there are a couple in particular people I want to remember. First couple, Janet and Steve Bath. Janet should have been playing the organ this morning, but they've both tested positive for COVID this week. And so we're going to be having YouTube songs and music today in their absence, but we remember those. We
Also remember Denise, who has been somebody who's been meeting with us over the last few weeks. Apparently she's tripped over and has broken both her wrists. And she's now staying with her daughter. But if you can imagine, there is very little you can do for yourself if you've broken both of your wrists. So we remember her and her daughter as they are in that situation. And we also want to give thanks today. Ruth and Richard, who are worshipping with us, been with us for a few weeks, sitting at the back of the church today. They give thanks for a new granddaughter, Charlotte Rose. I got it right. So if you want to know size and weight, you'll have to ask Ruth, because I'm sure Richard can't remember. Okay, so today is Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day. If you can, give your mum a hug. Let's just have a word of prayerful thought as we start. If you are lost in a bewildering world, in an impersonal society, or in your own self-importance, come find your true self in this house of God. Come seek the one way in this house of direction. And we ask God that he will be with us in our service this morning, opening our hearts and our ears. Amen. I'm going to start with a little video and listen and watch what this says.
Because there are many different kinds of mothers, and all are being honored today. For the mother who's chosen to stay at home while her children are little, may your patience be great and your influence even greater. For the single mom who never planned on doing this alone, may you be consistently strengthened by your Heavenly Father, and may you hear his voice singing over you. For the mother who strives to balance work outside the home with love inside the home, may you be given energy, validation, and hope as you make the leap from one world to another every day. For moms who had poor mothers themselves, but who now refuse to let that pattern repeat itself, may the godly legacy you've started be carried on for generations to come. For mothers with grown adult children, may today be filled with laughter and joy, and may you experience deep satisfaction and fulfillment. For women who have no biological children of their own, but who mother younger women as mentors, may you understand your role as a calling from God and as a transformation of their hearts. Today is a unique day. So for all the mothers we mentioned, and even those we didn't, be blessed, be honored, be filled with joy. You are making the world a better place because you're filling it with a love that only a mom can give.
We're now going to sing a song, and I doubt that any of us know it. It's called Still I Love My Mum, but it's on video, YouTube, with people singing along. So please stand and sing along with this song. It's not too complicated a tune.
Seated. One of the traditions that we have is that we give a little posy of flowers on this day. We don't just give it to mothers, we don't just give it to the ladies, we give a posy of flowers to everybody, for everybody to take home with them and hopefully be able to give thanks for your mothers, whether your mother is still with us or not. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't be giving thanks for all the love that they showed us in our lives. So, thank you. Again, my thanks to those who arranged these beautiful display of flowers for us. Also mention that the flowers at the front of the church, which were arranged, they were arranged particularly for a funeral we had on Friday for a gentleman called John Wright. So we look at those flowers and remember John. I doubt whether many of those here knew John, but he was somebody who lived in Kingsthorpe, and we had a church with the best part of 200 people in it on Friday for his funeral. So we remember him and all those who are grieving, mourning the loss of a grandfather, father, John Wright. Let us pray. If we have been lazy in our faith, Lord, forgive us. If we have been satisfied to drift along year after year without noticeable improvement, Lord, forgive us. If we have made no special effort to seek a new and fresh experience of Jesus Christ, Lord, forgive us. If we have been content only to go through the motions of going to church, attending meetings and saying prayers, Lord, forgive us. If we have kept our faith in a compartment separated from the rest of life, Lord, forgive us. If we have in any way resisted the transforming power of an experience with God, Lord, forgive us. If we have failed to give thanks to those who have given so much to us, our mothers, our fathers, our families, our friends, Lord, forgive us. And Lord, forgive us for so often forgetting to thank you for all that you have done for us. Amen. Mary is going to come and read for us.
Good morning. I'm reading from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 32. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
One day, when many tax collectors and other outcasts came to listen to Jesus, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law started grumbling. This man welcomes outcasts, and he even eats with them. So Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. What do? You leave the other 99 sheep in the pasture and go and look for the one that got lost until you find it. Jesus went on to say, there was once a man who had two sons. The younger one said to him, Father, give me my share of my inheritance now. So the man divided up his property between his two sons. After a few days, the younger son sold his part and left home with the money. He went to a country far away where he wasted his money in reckless living. He spent everything he had. And then a severe famine spread over that country and he was left with nothing. He'd spent everything he had. So he went to work for one of the citizens of that country, who sent him out into the farm to take care of the pigs. He wished he could fill himself with the bean pods the pigs ate, but no one gave him anything to eat. He wished he could fill himself up. At last he came to his senses and said, all my father's hired workers have more than they can eat, and here I am about to starve. I will get up and go to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I'm no longer fit to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired workers. So he got up and started back to his father. He still had a long way to go when his father saw him, and his heart was just filled with joy and pity. He ran, threw his arms around his son, and kissed him. Father, the son said, I have sinned against God and against you, and I'm no longer fit to be called your son. But the father called his servants. Hurry, he said, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet. And then go and get the prize calf and kill it, and let us celebrate with a feast. For this son of mine was dead, but now he's alive. He was lost, but now he's been found. And so the feasting began. In the meantime, the older son was out in the field. On his way back, when he came close to the house, he heard the music and the dancing. And he called out to a servant and asked him, "What's going on?" "Your brother has come back," the servant answered, "and your father has killed the prize calf because he got him back safe and sound." The older brother was angry, so angry that he would not come into the house. So his father came out and begged him to come in. But he spoke back to his father and said, "Look, all these years I've worked for you like a slave, and I've never disobeyed your orders. And what have you given me? Not even a goat for me to have a feast with my friends. But this son of yours wasted all your property on prostitutes. When he came back home, you killed the prize calf for him." "My son," the father answered, "you are always here with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be happy because your brother was dead, but now he's alive. He was lost, but now he's been found." Thanks be to God for his word.
Thank you, Mary. A passage that reminds us that parents, both mothers and fathers, love their children. And that reminds us that God loves us. And we're now going to sing a song, probably one that many of us sung in Sunday school many years ago. "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know." Let's stand and sing. I suspect everybody now knows that today is Mother's Day. Even if you hadn't remembered before you came to church, and you had a lot to remember today, I know you all remembered to put your clocks forward because you're the ones who are here. But on Mother's Day, we send a card. We send some flowers, we send a present of some kind. And our mothers love to receive those things, don't they? And on this day, we remember mothers who are no longer with us, and we give thanks to them. But
just giving a card or some flowers. You know, the younger people with us. Do we take our mothers for granted? I think all of us who are older will actually look back and say there were times in our lives when we took our mothers for granted. We knew that she would be there. When something happened, she would be there. And even when we got older, she would still be there. And those here who are mothers, even of older children, they still turn to you, don't they, at times when there is need. But we need to remember mothers. We need to be grateful for mothers. And as I said earlier, we need to expand that out and be grateful to all of those who do good things for us, who look after us. Neighbours, others who do little things and do things which maybe we don't really notice that they have done. So if you haven't thought of it, then we've still got plenty of flowers here. So after the service, if you've got a neighbour or somebody else who does things for you, maybe when you go away on holiday, looks after your house for you or waters your garden for you, take a little posy of flowers and take it home, give it to your neighbour and say, on Mother's Day, we're thinking in church about all of those who do things for us. And I just wanted to give you a little acknowledgement for all the things that you have done for me over the years. Whoever it may be, take the flower after the service and do that. We're now going to sing another hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful. I've chosen hymns today, apart from that first one. So far I've chosen others that I think everybody knows. So All Things Bright and Beautiful, let us sing together.
Oh,
We're now going to